On the bottom of the last line of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, the Sukkah Mabayale. Then the question that was asked of Rabbi Lazar, Legabe Yom Kippur. We had a question before that about Bechor. So now comes the question, Nogay here, the Yom Kippur. And what is that? Ma'olat Seis, B'sandal Shel Sham, B'Yom Kippurim. One allowed to go out on Yom Kippur with a sandal Shel Sham. Sham Rashi says it's a mean guma. Others say it's a type of that's like more like rubber, like the Rav said yesterday. But others say it's like reeds, something of that type. And the idea being that maybe you're not allowed to wear in Yom Kippur like a regular shoe, like a leather shoe, or is it maybe also any type of thing that resembles a shoe even? So Amma Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni Al Raglav, he stood up on his feet, Vamar, and he says, Ani Reisi as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shiyatza Besandal Shal Sham B'Yom Kippurim. I saw him go out like that, so here's a Raya, Maisa Rav, that you are allowed to wear, even if there's no Isser, unless it's a shoe made of leather, but this type of shoe, it's fine. Vaminale, and I asked him, what about Betaini Tzibur? Meaning, on B'tani Tzibur mind. B'tani Tzibur, when Kislev rolls around, there was no rain in Eretz Yisrael, so they would make a B'tani Tzibur. But then the only Yisurim at that point is just eating and drinking. But then, if the three fasts go by and there's still no rain, so then they make a more severe fast that has all the Inuim of Yom Kippur attached to it. So they asked, well, what about going out on B'tani Tzibur with these, with the shoes like that? So the obvious question is, we're going to see now in a minute the opposite, but the question is, in Yom Kippur it's okay, so surely on the time of Tzibur. So they say that the Havamina was that maybe that Asu Chizuk LeDivreihem, right? And Yom Kippur, maybe they were actually even more Machmir when the Rabbanan, when it's something like a tiny Tzibur. Okay, so they asked him and he answered, Amar Li, Loshna. There's no difference. Even on Tiny Tzibur, not a problem. You can go out with a shoe like that. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chana. Ani Reisius Rabbi Elazar Demin Ninve V'Sheyatzav Esandal Shel Sham B'Tiny Tzibur. Now comes the opposite case. Some go out on Tiny Tzibur with this type of shoe. Amein Alei B'Yom Kippurim Mai. What about on Yom Kippur? Can you go out on Yom Kippur with it? And this is more understandable. In other words, maybe since it's Deraisa, Yom Kippur is a chiyuv to fast, at least the Raisa, so maybe that's more chamor. But again, Amar Le Loshna. He said it's no different, it's not a problem, even in Yom Kippur it's okay. Rashi v'tayni tzibur, hanigzar ala geshamim, like we said, non v'seches tayni, asur b'ninas asandu. Now that's wear a shoe. Okay, v'aytun the Gemara. Now we're bringing some maisim similar. Our Yehuda Nafik Bidihitni, Bidihitni is also a type of the sham that we mentioned. Abai Nafik Bidihutzi, he wore on Yom Kippur, a type of shoe made of leaves of a palm tree. Rava Nafik Bidivli, different girsas, but the Bidivli is a shoe made of grass. And Rava Baravuna Karich Sudra Akare Vinafik. He wrapped like a handkerchief on his, a kerchief on his feet, and he went out. Okay, Rashi says, Bidihitni, again, is mean sham. Bidihutzi is sandal shel kapos tamarim, of palm leaves, and Bidivli is, like we said, shel savim, grass. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask a kash on this whole thing. Masiv Rami Barchama, he asked the following from a Mishnah Shabbos. Hakiteya yotze bekav shelo, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yosef. So we have a machlekes, on Shabbos, can an amputee, now he's missing a leg, can he go out with his false leg? It's like a wooden leg. Can he go out with his false leg on Shabbos? So we have a machloikis. The Rabbi Meir says it's okay, because he held that it's like a shoe. You know, it's like a person can is allowed to go out with his shoes on Shabbos. We're obviously talking about where there's no Erev. Going out in the Shus HaRabim. A person can wear his shoes when he goes out in the Shus HaRabim. So too, this is like a shoe. So therefore, it's okay. Rabbi Yossi Oser. So again, at this point, Avamina is because it's not like a shoe. It doesn't have a din of a shoe. So the Gemara, however, there's a brisa on this Mishnah. V'tani Allah, v'shavin. They both agree, though, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, that it's aser she'aser letzeis bo b'yom kippurim. that you're not allowed to go. Everybody agrees on Yom Kippur. You can't go out. You can't go out with this. Meaning that even though it doesn't have, according to Rabbi Yossi, a Shem Nal on it, still you still can't go out on Yom Kippur with it. So what do we see? That on Yom Kippur you can't go out with things. You can't wear these things that are even. Doesn't have a shame now. So how could all these, they go out with sham and the kerchief and all these things, how did they do that? We see from here that even Rabbi Yossi says you can't wear on Yom Kippur, you can't wear this, on Yom Kippur, this kav. Why? Because it's, even though it doesn't have a name of a shoe. So, Abaye answers, Amri Abaye, no, hasam, the isbe kisin, umishum tanu. So, Abaye says, no, so you have to understand the reason why you can't wear this kav on Yom Kippur is not because of the shoe. It doesn't have a name of a shoe, and therefore it's not a problem. You could wear it. But the reason you can't wear it for a totally different reason. Why? Because it has in the top where it fits into his existing thigh, right, the remainder of his leg, that fits into the top of this wooden leg, and it has a place for like rags and stuff, where they stuff in there to make it comfortable for him. So the Isser is the comfort, is the tanug. That he's having tanug on Yom Kippur, right? Not the fact that it's not a shoe, that's fine. And he would be allowed to wear it also, the fact that it's not a shoe. That would be fine. But the problem is here, the different problem is having the pleasure, the good feeling of wearing with the rags in there. That's the problem with Yom Kippur. However, Rav has three kashas in there. Now the first kasha is difficult to understand. Amar le Rava, vi lav manehu kisisin mashe le mane. So here the Mefarshim are, and the pasha is very difficult to understand. What is he asking? He says what? And if it doesn't have a din of a shoe of a mane of a kli, when you put inside these kisisin has a din of a kli all of a sudden? So very difficult. It's hard to understand what he's saying. Why? Because that was not what Abaye had said. Abaye said the reason why it's a problem, he agreed it's not a shoe. He said it's not a shoe, it's not a mana, right? And it never becomes a mana. Again, the only isser is because of the tanu. So what is he saying? What? So you put the ktitin in, what, and now it becomes a mana? He said, no, it doesn't. I never said it becomes a mana. I said the problem is because of the tanug of the greg. So the difficult question. So the Tosas Yom Kippurim says the question is based on the Hemshech of the Mishnah, which we're going to see also over here, that it says in the Mishnah after that if there's in fact there's a place for these ktitim to put inside this false leg, so then this false leg has a shame kli on it, okay, and it's because it has a beit kibuk, because basically a wooden thing, and a wooden a kli is not makabel tumah unless it has a beit kibuk. So if it has a base kibul, says the Mishnah, for these rags, then mashma, everybody held it, it's tamei. Says the din of a kli. So basically, this is what he was asking him and saying that, come on, you have to agree that this has a shame na'al on it. Because if it says over there, if it has a ketitim, you're saying that, you know, they put ketitim. Once you put ketitim in it, so then that means it has a shame kli. So it's vadai, yes, has a shame of a shoe. So that's he says he was asking. Anyways, the next question for Od, he says, Kol tanug delav minalhu b'yom kippurim miyaser. And besides, he says, whoever says you can't have tanug on Yom Kippur, right? You have your inuim, eating, drinking, whatever, rechitza, sicha, etc. Fine, but besides that, it means you can't. You know, doesn't mean you can't. You know, lie down on a comfortable couch on Yom Kippur. You know, there's no iser to have tanug. He says, and he proves it. V'harabah baravuna, we saw this before. Havikari sudra, kari v'nafik. You see that he, even though he didn't wear a shoe, and this was okay, he wore the kerchief on his foot, but still, that's comfortable. We say there's no iser to have comfort on Yom Kippur. So to say that that's the reason over here that with the kav is aser because of the comfort of the rags, that's a shver. And furthermore, meod. He asks, "Midaktani seifa yimishlo beis kibul ksisin tame michlal dereisha la binis ksisin askin." Besides, he says, we mentioned this before. The hemshech of the Mishnah says, "And if the seifa says, and if it has a place to put these rags, then it's tame." So Mashmai says that the reisha of this Mishnah, which we were talking about, going out on Shabbos, is mashma that it doesn't have a place for the ktitim. Only later in the sefer is it discussed if it has the place for the rag. Mashma, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about when it doesn't have a base kilo, meaning there is no rags, and therefore how can you say it's because of the rags are giving him comfort? The Reish is talking about there is no rags. Elam arava l'olam nikulei alma minalu. So therefore, Rava says, I'll give you a different answer to the question about this fake leg. And that is that really, a whole different shot, that according to everybody, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, this kav is called a shoe. It has a shame shoe on it, okay? And that's why we said everybody agrees, the Braisa said, you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur, because Mamish is a shoe. Mamish has a shame of a shoe. That's why you can't wear it on Yom Kippur. Now we have the other question. So what's the machlokes on Shabbos? If it's mamish, a regular shoe, so we said on a regular shoe, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. Everybody holds you can wear shoes on Shabbos. So what's the machlokes? And the machlokes is, Ubis Shabbos, that's Baha Pligi. They're arguing with the following. That Mar, referring to Rav Yossi, Mar Savar says, Gazrinan Dilma Mishtameh, Ve'asi Lasuye Arba Amos, Umar, Rabbi Meir Savar lo gazrinan. So it's a totally different answer. Not because we thought before the shaila is whether it has the name of a shoe on it. No, everybody holds the vadai as the name of a shoe. The shaila is, though, we're worried that it might fall off, and he might pick it up and carry it arbamus. That's the shaila. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Oser is because the phrase is going to fall off. He's going to pick it up and walk with it. Rabbi Meir said, we're not choshish for that. That's the machlok. There's nothing to do about whether it's a shoe or not. No. No.
So we said before that if it's not made of leather, so everybody agrees that you are not to wear.
No, that was the original thing. That was the original shaila. Are you or not? Does it have to be really a shoe or not? And we saw these marayim up here that wore things that were not leather. That were not, so mashma was okay. But then we had, that's what we brought this. It seems to be as the kasha was, that the chura, even though it's not leather, you said you're not allowed to wear it. If shavi, everybody goes, you're not allowed to wear it. Right? Even though it's not a shoe, you're still not allowed to wear it. But now we see that that's not a kasha.
That's not the halacha. I mean,
right. No, the halacha is that it's fine as long as that's what people wear, riding shoes and all these things. Okay, it's the Rashi on this part. Yotzei b'kav shalo b'shabbes. The kav is ashkit, whatever. Rabbi Yossi, he answers, Kasal Kedaita, because as we said, there's only the Havamina. The Havamina is that Kasavar, the reason why Rabbi Yossi answers is going out is Lav Minalu. It's not a shoe. Hoyel Ve'eno Shavi B'kol, since not everybody wears these things. Even so, Shavin, She'asur La'tesbo V'yom HaKippurim. But everybody says you can't wear it, so this is the Kasha. So we see from here that even something that's not a shoe, you're not allowed to wear. Alma afal gav de la Rabbi Yossi la minalu, even though it's not a shoe, afilachi, not allowed to wear it. V'hu adin la shelsham, and therefore shelsham are these other things you're not supposed to wear. What aksisim? These are chatichas begadim, ktanot, like we said, rags, little pieces of clothing. Shehem nochot lo, alismoch shokoleim, it's he puts his thigh, makes it comfortable for him. Tameh, mekabel tuma, de la pshute kli etzu, this kav, everybody agrees is tameh, because it's lap, it's not a pshute kliyet, who? Because it has a base kibble. Minal hu hilkach b'yom kippurim it's aser aval b'dehitni the hutsa. We're again using reeds and things like that. La minal ninhal ninu. These are not considered shoes. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Tinokos mutarin b'chulan. So we're dealing here with the five inuim on Yom Kippur, and there's a braisa that says the children are mutar b'chulan. They're allowed to do these things. They're not asked for children. Chutz minilas asandal. So the only exception is their kids are not allowed to wear shoes. Ay maishnanin asandal de amre inshi avdule. So Hanach Nami Amri Inshi Avdule. So Gemara asks like this: what's the Havamina? The Gemara understood, at least at this point, that when the Braisa says that the children are allowed to do all these things except for Nias Asandal, that the at this point the Gemara thinks as follows: that we know that you're not allowed to, even though children are allowed to, you know, things aren't aser for little children. However, you're not allowed to feed them. You can't feed them the iser, right? You can't, the kid does it himself. You don't have to, you know, separate them. He's not your kid, right? But you're not allowed to feed him. Okay, so to here, at this point we think, you can't feed you can't wash the kid, you can't anoint the kid, you can't do these things on Yom Kippur actively, but if the kid does it himself, per se, so then you don't have to stop him, okay? So the only exception is, over here, Ni'ila Sasando, okay? So Ni'ila Sasando, you can't even, you can't have the kid wear it all. Why? It's like a marisayan that people will think that you did it for him. Okay, that you put the shoes on him, which you're not allowed to do. We said you can't feed, right? You can't actively do it to the kid. So the problem with shoes are that it's like a marisayan that people are going to think that you put the shoes on him when they see him walking around on Yom Kippur with the shoes. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the difference? Right, why are these, what's the difference? Maishna nido sasando. Because people are going to say that Inish Avdullah, that other people did it. So the Gemara says, so what? So Hanachnami, all these other things as well, Amri Inish Avdullah. What about Rechit Sasicha? Right, when they see the kid nicely, you know, clean, groomed, whatever, on Yom Kippur, they'll say the same thing. It's like they see him with shoes on, they'll say, hey, their parents stuck the shoes on. They'll say, oh look, they must have anointed him, they must have, cleaned up. So the Gemara answers, no, Rechitza v'sicha, Eimar, Mes, Mol, Avdelei. No, that, people will say that they did it yesterday. Yeah, it's nice and clean and groomed, but probably just before Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, whatever, they washed them and cleaned them up. That's what their people are going to say. So the Gemara says, so what? If that's the case, Sandal Nami, Eimar, Mes, Mol, Avdelei. So why don't I say the same thing? They see him walk around Yom Kippur with his shoes. They'll say, oh, they must have put the shoes on in Erev Yom Kippur. Why are they going to think they put the shoes on Yom Kippur? No, sandalo efshar medimi esmalav delay. Right, it's not shayach that they would have put the shoes on him the day on air of Yom Kippur. Why? Damar Shmuel hayman debayi lemitam taima demisusa lisayim esane viligni. So somebody wants to, Shmuel says, somebody wants to taste the taste of death, he should put shoes on and go to sleep. In other words, it's not a healthy thing to sleep in your shoes. So therefore, they would never put the shoes on before Yom Kippur and have them go to sleep like that and wake up next day like that. And therefore, it must be that they put their shoes on Yom Kippur, at least what that's people will think or say, and therefore, that's why you're not allowed to have their shoes on Yom Kippur.
The issue is not to put the shoes, the issue is to have the shoes.
No, there's an issue to put it on. We're saying that
somebody already has shoes before Yom Kippur. Let's say somebody wants.
No, that's something else. No, we're talking about here a kid.
No.
So we're talking about a kid. Kid's allowed. He's not chayav in mitzvahs, right? He's not chinuch, right? He's a little kid, right? So he's not chayav. Okay, so he could wear shoes, really, but that's if he puts it on himself, really. But you're not allowed to do it for him, like this kid. Right? We said if he did it himself, okay, but you can't do it for him. Okay, so the problem is, if he's wearing shoes, people are going to think that somebody put it on him. And that's the problem. Okay, however, the Gemara changes this whole thing and says that's not the case. Why? Vaha mutarim ktani. The whole lashon is not mashma. When the Braita says tinokos mutarim mechulam, it's not mashma everything we said. That really he's not allowed to, and you're not allowed to feed him and do it for him. And no, it's mashma. Mutarim is mashma. You can even do it for him. They're totally mutter. It's a lichachila lashon. In other words, you could anoint him, you can wash him on Yom Kippur. Lichachila, you can do it. It's not a problem. That's what the lashon of lichachila. Why'd have that havamina?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. The mutarim bechulim. I don't know. I'm not sure. So now the Gemara says Ella. Okay, so now, fine. Okay, if that's the case, so now you still have to explain, what about the shoes? You know, so, okay, if you're allowed to lichakila, anoint them, wash them there, so what if you can do everything, mamish, actually do it to him, so then why can't you put on your shoes also? What's wrong with wearing shoes? Why is the shoes different than anything else? Ella, the difference is, hanach, the lav rivisaihu, gazru beirabanan. But those that are things that are not, hanach, the rivisaihu, who lo gazru beirabanan. So, meaning the things that are not for the necessity of the development, the growth, whatever of the kid. So those things that are necessary for his growth, that you're allowed to do it lechachila, And as we're going to see in a second, rechitza and sicha, that's important for the kid's development. And therefore, that you're allowed, that's what you're allowed to do in Yom Kippur. But things which are not necessary, for example, let's say eating treifas, okay? You're not allowed to give the kid to eat treifas. Why? He doesn't need treifas. You can give him kosher meat. You don't need that. So therefore, you're not allowed to. And therefore, shoes, okay, are the reason why you're not allowed to put shoes are because wearing like leather shoes, you're not necessary for his development. Okay, so we're going to see about the other things. Amar Abaye, Amar Li Aim, Revise Dianuka, Maya Chemimi Umishcha. That Abaye, as we know, his mother died at when he was born, childbirth, and so this woman raised him, it's like nursemaid or whatever, and she had all kinds of chachma. And one thing she said was that it's important revise ledinuka for the development of the child is the hot water, to wash him with hot water and to anoint him, right, dumishka, to anoint him with the oil on his body, whatever. Those, they're important for the kid for his development, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, as opposed to, like we said, he doesn't have to wear leather shoes, and therefore shoes are us. And now we have a continuation of other things that this woman told Abaye, and that is Gadol Purta, when the kid grows up a little bit, then you should feed him Be'asa V'Kuscha. You should feed him eggs in Kutach. Right? Kutach is a dish. It's a milchik dish made of sour milk and moldy bread crust and salt. So it's good for the kid, okay, as he's growing up. And then he grows up a little more, Gadol Purta, he gets even older, the next stage, then Taburei Mane. It's a good idea to give him plates and things to break, to smash. Why? It gets his taivas out. You know, Ki Had Rabba Zavin Lehu Mane, Gizize the Pachra, that a rabba used to buy for Lebane, for his children, these broken pieces of pottery and things, Umasavre Lehu, so his kids could smash them and get their tithes out. Okay. Let's see here, Rashi. Mutarim Bekulan, Bechol Hani Demasnitsin, that the children are mutters, all these things mentioned in the Mishnah, Achila, Shtia, Chitza, Sicha, all these things. So the problem is, by the shoes, though, in the Havamina was, in Sheyavdilet, people did it for him, the Gedolim Asulo, that somebody did it, put on the kid the shoes. But Torah, he's here, Agdoli Malkan, you can't actively do it to the child. Right? Shalo Yasu Lehem, B'yadayim. You can't actively do it. Davar Asur. Kedamrina, as it says in Maseches Yevamos, Lo Tachlum, they learn out, Lo Tachilum. You can't be Michael. You can't actively do it. Lazir Gdoli Malaktani. So we said, Lo Efshar Mide Etmo, that shoes are not Shayach that you put it on earlier. Vehe Yashan Kol Halayla, Vehem Baraglav. The Medayak and Rashi, Kol Halayla, is mashma that therefore it's not a problem, you know, to doze off with your shoes on. The problem is like being the whole night with your shoes on. Okay, and therefore it's not shy that they put their shoes on the day before, and he slept all night with them. Okay, but the Gemara asked on that and said, no, it's mutarim lecharchila ktani. Lashon of mutarim is mashma lecharchila. Sheim ba'ali malach, that if he would come and ask a shayla omrim lo, we would tell him hechilu, yeah, go ahead and do it, or chotzoto, you can wash him. And they know that it was done today. Maya Chamimi, this is what you do, what's good for the kid's development. The mother of Abaye said, Maya Chamimi, which is for washing, the rechitza, mishcha is lasuf. Bia is for anointing, bia tedekutcha is beitzim bekotach. Tavurei mana, lahafkir lo kelim, yimafkir kelim to him, lashaber, to break, lamalos metavato, so he'll fill up his taiva, get his taivas out by breaking these things. Mana, the gizre, the fachra, are kelim stukim, are kelim that are broken, they're cracked, or whatever, of cheres, vidamim kalim, they're very cheap, you don't want to be over on baltashche, so yeah, these things are garbage anyways, to give it to him to break and get his taivas out. Okay, last piece. Hamelech v'kala yirchitzu et pneim. We said in our Mishnah that even though you're not allowed to wash, but a king and a kala are allowed to wash their face. Masnitzin mani. Who's this Mishnah going like? Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. He, as we're going to see, the Sanya says in the Braisa, Hamelech v'kala lo yirchitzu et pneim. That the king and the kala are not allowed to wash their face. However, Rabbi Hananya Mentrajon Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Hamelech Mechala Yir Chatsu Espanim, they are allowed to. Hachaya Lotinola Sasandal, a woman that gave birth is not allowed to wear a sandal, shoes. Rabbi Hananya Mentrajon Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, yes, Hachaya Tinola Sasandal, she's allowed to. More now I clarify why. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that you're allowed to do these things? My time, as Melech, why is a king allowed to wash his face? Nitzivka says in the pasuk, Melech biyafyo techazen einecha, that he always has to look good in the eyes of the people. And Kala, why is a Kala allowed to wash her face? My time, kedei shelo tizgana al baila, so she shouldn't be like repulsive to her new husband. Amar le Rav le Rabbi Chia, Kala ad kama. So how long after the chuppah is she, you have to be careful not to be repulsive to her husband. Amar lei kinesani, as it says in the Braisa, ein monim tachshitin minakala kol shloshim yom. This is talking about in a veilus. Let's just look at Rashi. He says, ein monim tachshitin, Braisa hi, u maisina le bereisha betula nises b'ksubas. It's in the beginning of the first parak in Ksubas. Hare shaya tabchot vuch. They prepared the chasana. They all the meat was shechted and veyeno mazug and the wine was mixed. Everything ready to go for the chasana. The suda was ready. And all of a sudden, umay saviv shala chasana or ima shala kala. The parents of the chasana kala died. Machnisin esameis lecheder. So they bring the dead body into a room. And ve'esa chasana ve'esa kala lechopa. And they bring the chasana kala to lechopa. Uboil bilas mitzvah. And then he does the bilas mitzvah uporish, and then they separate. V'charka kovrim es ameis. Then they bury the dead. V'ein monim tachshit iminakala is which concerns us. And they don't. And she, even though she's an avelis now, we don't take away. In other words, we let her wear tachshitin for 30 days. Machmasa avel kol shloshim yom alma kol shloshim bainoi. So we see from here that for 30 days. She's allowed to be allowed to adorn, you know, for a veil. So similarly here too, 30 days. They were concerned about the her looking okay, right? So it's an interesting thing, you know. It's like you know, they get married, so comes out for 30 days. You know, she's got to look good, and after that, she doesn't have to look good for her husband. So I mean, what's the pshat? So you say, well, because the beginning of the relationship, so it's you know, they have to. It's important to create this, you know, love or whatever. But then after that, it's already, that's superficial, right? You need it to start the relationship. But after that, the looks or whatever is like superficial. But it's interesting, it's mashma, that it's just 30 days. In other words, after already 30 days, it should be enough time to have this, you know, real love or whatever, that the looks don't affect it anymore. And it's beyond that. So it's only mashma for 30 days, that's it. Hachaya tinol es sandal. The Gemara concludes why mishum tina, because she can get cold feet, and therefore she's allowed to. It's dangerous, whatever. So therefore she's allowed to, for her health. So therefore she's allowed to wear the shoes. And lastly, Amar Shmuel imach matzakana sa'akrav muter. That if it's a danger because of where the person's walking because of scorpions. So then anybody's allowed to wear the shoes and on Yom Kippur. So they ask a question on this. L'chora, you know, pikuach nefesh is docha the whole Torah. So of course, if there's a kravim, you're allowed to wear, you have to tell me you're allowed to wear shoes. So there's a medayak in Rashi, let's see the last Rashi here. Imach masakas akrav, makom sheyesh lachush lakravim. The medayak is, it's a chashash. It's not like there's, you know, akravim all over. Of course, if you see akravim, you're allowed to wear shoes, not a shayla. But it's...